Thunder Bay. Bob Hupka is a former longtime Thunder Bay Catholic District School Board trustee looking to spread his political wings. With an eye on improving the quality of life for everyone in the city, he's running for an at-large seat on council, one of five available in this month's municipal election. Hupka brings a wide range of experience to the ballot. He spent 20 years as the district manager for Corby Distilleries, 10 years as an independent business owner and 20 years as a school board trustee, including 11 as chair. The married father of two said he's been in public service before and believes he's got plenty to offer around the council table. "I figure my experience and leadership abilities could be a benefit to council," he said. Knocking on doors, Hupka said the main issue he's hearing at the door, for it or against it, is the proposed indoor turf facility. Council recently shelved a $46 million plan, but Hupka said it's clear from listening to voters and user groups that something is needed. "I'm in favor of a turf facility in the format of Lou's Hangar," Hupka said. "The city already has $18 million set aside for the turf facility, so I'm not in favor of a Taj Mahal-type facility and I would vote first term to get this going and get it for our youth, at an affordable cost." Hupka, a board member of the Thunder Bay Giants football organization, chair of the committee to save Heath Park Pool and volunteer with Crime Stoppers, said community safety is paramount. He believes the city's slide began when former Premier Mike Harris ordered the former Lakehead Psychiatric Hospital closed. "It's been going downhill ever since. It dumped all this on cities, and we're not the only city with problems," Hupka said. "So we have to go back to the province and the feds to get funding to help us solve the problem with homelessness and crime. Another solution is growing industry in Thunder Bay, to create more opportunity and well-paying jobs to allow residents to make a decent living. That lowers the tax cost for residential people if the industrial tax base goes up." Among his other platform planks are working to increase the city's population by attracting students to the college and university and other post-secondary institutions, promoting tourism and environmentally friendly policies, and promoting inclusivity. "I am prepared to work for the residents of Thunder Bay," Hupka said.